بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد. ونتبع عنا. This is the curtain raiser before the main event. So, not a curtain raiser. When you have to make a bigger match. So then before the main game, when they have the under 15, the under 20s, they just come play around a little bit for some entertainment, you know. We nothing, you are all better than us, less kunaj than us, so we can't tell you anything. Before we start, we just start with something on the lighter note. Why we coming to make Islah? Islah is of the inside, isn't it? So there was a deaf man, so his friend was sick, so he decided that let me go visit him. But now, how am I going to make a conversation with him? Because I'm deaf. So he said, let me play in some questions and some answers. So I'll ask him a few questions and then he'll probably give certain answers. Then accordingly I'll continue the discussion. So he thought, okay, I'll ask him, how are you feeling now? So he said, Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. And I say, very good, Alhamdulillah. And then which doctor you went? He'll give a certain name of a doctor, and I say, very good doctor, he's an expert in it. Then, what medicine you taking? He'll give some medicine, I say, very nice medicine, it's beneficial, and inshallah, you'll get shifa from it. So, he went to his, visit his friend. So, his friend is sick, he's resting, and he's not in a good mood. And now, a deaf person comes to visit you when you're sick. Now already he's irritated because now what am I going to be able to talk with this person? So, okay, assalamu alaikum, what's happening? How are you feeling now after the whole operation and you're recovering and all of that? So he say, I'm feeling very bad and I feel like I'm going to die already tomorrow. So, say alhamdulillah, very good. Because that was the answer that he planned. Now you say, next question, which doctor are you going to? So you say, my doctor is Shaitan. They say, oh, that's a very good doctor. You, he's an expert. Everyone is going to him and inshallah you get Shifa. Third question, what medicine are you taking? They say, poison. Say, that's a top medicine, the best in the market at the current, in current times. And everyone is using that medicine and people are benefiting a lot, you know. So he say, okay, take it, assalamu alaikum, and he enters. So Lama say, this is our condition of our salah, actually. That we're standing, we're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're saying some other thing, and we're getting something else, you know. So that's our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah. Islah is to correct our insight. So, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made human beings intrinsically, naturally weak. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. So like, if it's Ramzan, and a person never wake up for 30 and he's fasting, then automatically you can see the signs on that person's forehead, and his whole day is messed up. Person never have his coffee for the morning. Those people who are coffee lovers, say, I never have coffee today, my head is not functioning. Or like yesterday, we were so busy, we slept late last night. Today, my voice is not even coming out properly. And, you know, we're all messed up. Our minds can't function nicely, we're tired, bodies, so all of them. So insan, naturally we've been created weak by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this weakness, that is why we see this rat race that is taking place around the world. The rat race of school, get an education, study, get a degree, get a job, get money, earn, get things, have a good life, successful. You know, this whole rat race around the world is because of this weakness of man, that he wants to find success and he wants to save himself from difficulties and problems of this world. So, this is why we hear slogans and calls like, better get an education, secure your future planning. What you gonna do? Don't waste your abilities. Don't waste your abilities. All of these slogans, all these calls, all these types of propaganda we hear, It's all because of this. Go after the dunya. Run after the dunya. Get more of the dunya. That's why people are going more and more, drowning more and more in running after the dunya to get wealth, to get things, and get happiness. But if you look at it, the richest person in America, he said that he's depressed. Despite all the wealth of the world, he said he's depressed. And the reason, when he was asked, why are you depressed? He said, despite all my wealth, I've come to the realization that most of my life has passed. I'm already past the age of 50. And all my wealth put together cannot increase my lifespan. So I'm definitely going to die and leave everything behind. So that's the minimum. A person can have every luxury of this world, but he still has the fear that he's going to leave me one day. So that's not success. Real success, falah, is al-fawzu wal-najatu wal-baqa'u fil-na'imi wal-khayr. Success and being saved from all calamities, problems, and remaining eternally forever in bounties and goodness. That's only possible in Jannah. So now man has these fears and these problems, right? So in the Quranic terminology, all the difficulties and problems that men face in this world are summed up in two words: khawf and huzn. Khawf and huzn. Khawf is all future problems, calamities, difficulties, sicknesses that a person fears. It's worried, hey, what's going to happen after 10 years? Inflation is going up. The price of things are going up. There's wars all around the world. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to my children? How am I going to survive? We need an education. All of those things. After I give madrasa, how am I going to earn money? Where's the money going to come from? Where am I going to get the job? How am I going to get the job? Future fear. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Quran is khawf. And difficulties, problems that a person is currently facing, and difficulties, problems, calamities of the past that a person went through and underwent, they are encompassed by the word huzn. Literally it means grief, sorrow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed all these problems that men face in two words, khawf and huzn. Now we've heard many solutions to face these problems and calamities and fears as men. So one is what we think, man-made solutions, what we've thought, what we've experienced, or what society demands, or what the current times demand. But one is the solution given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is yaqini, 100% definite, infallible, can never fail. From the beginning of man till the day of Qiyamah, that nuskha and prescription given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never fail. And that is Allah. Allah is what her huruf al-tambi, isn't it? What it means? Haken. Listen, pay attention. If a boy is sleeping, you shake him up and say, hey, listen to me. That's Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaking us up from our sleep. Get up from the dreams of the dunya and come to reality. Come to the reality. Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. What's the solution? Verily, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have no fears and they have no grief and sorrows. The solution to khawf and huzn is to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The solution of khawf and huzn is to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is wilayat, nisbat ma'allah? Nisbat ma'allah, these high terms that we hear in the bayanat. So once Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib came to Nizamuddin Markaz, and Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah Ali was explaining about nisbat ma'allah. He was explaining it. And Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib was a lawyer. He was an educated person. So he's looking at all these mewatis, simple farmers, jahil log, what will say, awam, kal an'am. So, say what they understanding? How they understanding all these high tasawuf terms and high explanations? So he knocked the guy next to him. He said, you understand what the sheikh is talking? He said, yeah, very easy. He was shocked. He See how this guy is understanding. What is he saying? He's saying nisbat ma Allah is dosti. Dosti. Friendship. But when you have a friend, then you have a problem, your friend is the person you go to. You empty your heart. You let go of all your worries and that weight that is on your mind. You take it out on him. After you tell him your problems, you feel better. And you're happy, isn't it? So you see, this is that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah becomes your friend, so you tell your problem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After you tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your problems, your heart is at ease. You feel happy, you feel nice, you feel better. And even better than the normal friends of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sorts out your problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sorts out your problem. So we have to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one quick example, there was a youngster by the name of Umair bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu. He was 10 years old when he accepted Islam in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah. So his father passed away when he was a young boy, and his mother remarried. So his stepfather was Julas bin Suwaid. So normally a stepfather is bad and harsh to his stepson and doesn't treat him nicely and treats him like an outcast. So Julas was different. He was very kind, treated him like his own son and loved him a lot. So Umair also loved his stepfather a lot, like a real father, respected him, treated him as a real father. Now, Umair bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu had very beautiful qualities. One was shiddat to taqwa. He had a lot of taqwa and piety, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kasratul ibadah, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, kasratul ta'a, he was always engaged in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day he went to the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi, and it was the time of the Battle of Muta. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exhorting Sahaba radiallahu anhum to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was really amazed at what he saw, the environment of the masjid. Imagine people spending, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu coming with all his wealth, Uthman radiallahu anhu spending one third of the expenses of the army, Umar radiallahu anhu with half of his possessions. So he was affected. He thought that my stepfather Suwaid is very wealthy. When he went home, said, let me encourage him also to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he started mentioning to him all that he'd seen and heard in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Julas in reality was a munafiq. So this is a very important thing also. We have to check our iman, worry about our iman always. That's isla. Isla is to get this fikr, this worry. We were telling the students the other day that there's wolves around us, isn't it? And we are like that lone sheep. We are like that lone sheep. Now what's the Islahi Jalsa about? I told him that's why the Islahi Jalsa is coming. So they said, I asked him what's the Islahi Jalsa for? He said to chase away the wolves. I said no, it's not to chase away the wolves. But rather, it's for us to join in the flock under a shepherd. When we watch the flock, then the wolf won't be able to eat us. So to get this fikr, worry, concern about our iman, our inside, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, مَا خَافَهُ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٌ وَمَا أَمِنَهُ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ. 30 sahaba radiallahu anhum were met by Ibn Abi Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi. Said all of them had this fear of nifaq. So here he was a munafiq, Julas. So now his nifaq became apparent. He exposed himself. He made a blasphemous statement. He said some words of kufr against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we had to even mention. He said, لو كان محمد صادقا فيما يدعيه لنحن خير من الحمير. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true in what he is claiming, then we are better than donkeys. We are worse than لنحن شر من الحمير. We are worse than donkeys. He meant the opposite. He meant the opposite. So Umair bin Sa'd, true believer, iman burning in his heart, flared up. He couldn't tolerate this. But his love for his stepfather also was there, and respect. So he was in a predicament now. He was in a predicament, catch-22 situation. Every day in our lives we are faced with this clash. The demands of society, the demands of my family, the demands of my nafs and my cell phone, and the demands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the demands of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which one are we giving preference to? So now he was in this predicament. He cannot let a person say such statement against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's either he goes and exposes him and mentions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said such words regarding you, and then now that will be the cause of disgrace to his father. And on the other hand, he is keep the honor of his stepfather. Not tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, I fear if I do that, then it will destroy my deen. It will destroy my deen. So he gave preference to his deen, the love for his deen, the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over the love for his father, the demand of the respect and honor of his father. So he comes to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what happened, what had transpired and what he said. The blessing from a statement. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to verify it, so he calls Julas. Say, did you say such things, such things? He starts saying, Qasam, I never say this, I never say this. So everyone is shocked now. Telling Umair, how could you disgrace your father in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of all his great sahaba radiallahu anhu, come and lie about him here. We have no shame. Father, he was so kind to you. So, Umair radiallahu anhu, in a problem, in a difficulty, it's that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah is your friend. Then you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in moments of difficulty and problems. We all have these problems and difficulties now, currently. In future also we'll have these problems. But we have to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umair radiallahu anhu immediately lifts his hands, he turns towards the Qibla, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma anzil ala nabiyyika tibyanan lima takallamtu bihi. Oh Allah, reveal to your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the verification, the clarification of what I have mentioned, what I have said. Imagine a young boy, 10, 12 years old, he's getting words of Quran, verses of Quran revealed in his favor. What a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen, the same Allah is with us today. The same Allah is with us. Today we have to get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why this whole effort, coming, correcting ourselves, zikr, being pabal with our namaz, tilawat of Quran daily, zikrullah daily, staying away from guna, all of these things is to correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, this youngster was connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he got his problem sorted out by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why we have come to this jalsa? To disconnect from all connections and connect with the real connection, so that when the day all our other connections will be disconnected, we will still be connected with that connection which will remain connected forever. And that is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are able to connect other people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So imagine, this small action of this youngster, outwardly small, he was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got his problem sorted out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he started connecting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this action of his as a means of hidayat for Julas. Imagine, immediately when those verses of Quran were revealed, يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا وَلَقَدَ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ till the end of the ayat. فَإِن يَتُوبُوا يَكُ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting him to make tawbah, that if he makes tawbah, it's better for him. Immediately, Julas starts saying, I have made tawbah, and he becomes a true Muslim, true believer. He makes tawbah from his nifaq. Now he becomes a true believer. For the rest of his life, every time he sees Umair bin Saad radiallahu anhu, he says that you have done a real favor upon me. That because of you, your action, you have been the means of my tawbah and me becoming a true believer. And if it wasn't for you, I would have gone to the fire of Jahannam. So really, respected friends, everyone, young and old, has to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to learn this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us the means of connecting other people to him, bringing other people closer to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq inshallah. So this was just the curtain raiser inshallah. The main programs will continue now inshallah. We call Maulana Imran Fakhr inshallah too.